The Pre-Game Proverb, a biblical way to start the day. Here's John Rayner.
The word today reminds us that God is always going to triumph over evil. In fact, it's not even close. Here's Psalms chapter 9, verse 3, and the word of the Lord says, "My enemies retreated, they staggered and died when you appeared." And this just underscores how awesome God is. In the past 40 years or so, we watched these movies that are full of CGI effects and epic battles of good versus evil, but David declares today that there was no great war. God simply shows up and his enemies falter. We read about this in Thessalonians 2 when the coming Antichrist appears. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 8 tells us, "Then the man of lawlessness will be revealed, but the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and destroy him by the splendor of his coming." So, like we said, it's not even a close battle. Just because we saw it in a Marvel movie doesn't mean that's how the actual divine forces of good are going to triumph over evil. There's no equal footing. God is supreme over the wicked, and as the word says, the evil stagger and die when God shows up. And all throughout the Bible, we read about those who have actually encountered God, and the experience transcends anything that humanity can produce. Like when Isaiah sees God, the first thing he says is, "Woe to me, I am unclean." Or the glory of the Lord appears before all of Israel. What do? They fall on their faces. Reason being is because God is so magnificent that man can't even bring himself to look at God, which should give us a realistic view of ourselves and an overwhelming, awesome view of how great God is, who's going to smash down his enemies. Also, it's a pretty scary thing to be on the wrong side of God, so a good reminder to trust and obey God and not be considered by him as an enemy. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
The Pre-Game Proverb with John Rayner. Look for it on all podcast platforms and have it delivered to your smartphone. The Pre-Game Proverb, proud partners of The Bar, the Biblical and Reformed Podcast Network.